Leeds, community opposition wins temporary reprieve for playing fields Ireland Alton, chair, Save Fernville Fields campaign. Community opposition, mobilised through the Save Fernville Fields campaign, has forced a reprieve. The council has suspended until the new year the seeking of permission to build a new free school academy on the King George V playing fields. Despite the council's own consultation showing 69% opposition from respondents, council officers were recommending to push ahead with proposals. But since the consultation closed, the campaign's online petition has collected around 1,500 signatures opposing them. With the support of Councillor Catherine Dobson of the East Leeds Independents, we took a deputation to Leeds Council's Inner East Community Committee. Our local Corbynister MP, Richard Bergen, has written two open letters to Council Leader Judith Blake opposing the proposals. He states in his most recent one, "On this occasion I believe this proposal is wrong and the officers are wrong." This, together with the pressure from below, has meant that the other five local Labour councillors are opposing the proposals. The pressure has forced the council to delay the decision until the new year. But we know we cannot rest on our laurels. We need to keep up the pressure, to force the council to drop the proposal, to build on the fields once and for all. We are planning a big public meeting in January to help push forward the campaign and elect a formal steering committee, and we'll be holding a demonstration on the fields if the council won't back down. This version of this article was first posted on the Socialist Party website on the 21st of December 2017 and may vary slightly from the version subsequently printed in the Socialist.